यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनातीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 इत्ताय गौर हरिभो 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 गौर प्रेमानंदे जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजिकार स्तोत्र सदृश्यमलिश दिवाइंग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिराजिकार स्तोत्र सदृश्यमलिश दिवाइंग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी से संबल गोटिस ऑल ग्लोरी से संबल ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा वेलकम एवरीवन आफ्टर द फेस्टिवल I mean, I'm sure that everybody must have tired. So thank you for still making up this class. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, Text 10, right? And 11, just, okay, thank you. So verse which is written on the board is Text 10, we'll chant together. Tachyeshanaupavajivanti Trivargya phalahetava Pumsam purushakarmanam Prajanya phalabhavana Tachyeshanaupavajivanti Trivargya phalahetava Phalahetava Pumsam purushakaranam Parjanya palabhavana Tachyeshanaupavajivanti Trivarga palahetave Pumsam purushakaranam Parjanya palabhavana. Please chant, Prabhu. Achesheno pavajivanti Trivarga palahetave Sampurushakaranam Parjanya palabhavana Tachyeshena pavajivanti Trivarga palahetave Pumsampurushakaranam Parjanya palabhavanam Tachyeshena pavajivanti Trivarga palahetare Pumsam purushakaranam Parjanya palabhavana. Thank you very much. We are listening word to word meaning. Tad of that sacrifice Seshena by the remnants Upajavananti, they sustain their lives. Trivarga, consisting of the three aims of human life: religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Palahetave, for the sake of the fruit. Pumsam, for the persons. Purushakaranam, engage in the human endeavor. Parijanya, Lord Indra. Phalabhavana, the means of effecting the intent of goals. Translation and purport by Disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. By accepting the remnants of sacrifice performed to Indra, people sustain their lives and accomplish the threefold aims of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Thus, Lord Indra is an agent of responsible for the fruitful success of industrious people. Purport. One might object that the people sustain themselves by farming industry and so on. But as previously mentioned, all human and non-human endeavors depend on food and drink, which cannot be produced without ample offering. By the word Trivarga, the Nanda further points out that The prosperity achieved through the sacrifice for the Indra is meant not merely for sense gratification, but also for religiosity and economic development. Unless people are well fed, it is difficult for them to execute their duties. And without performing the duty, it is very difficult to be a religious. Text 11. This religious principle is based on sound tradition. Anyone who rejects it out of lust, enmity, fear of greed, will certainly fail to achieve the good fortune. If a person neglects his religious duties because of lust, envy, fear, or greed, his life will never be brilliant or perfect. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Namavom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gauravaktabrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once again, I'll read the translation of the text 10. By accepting the remnants of sacrifice performed to Indra, people sustain their lives and accomplish their threefold aims of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Thus, Lord Indra is the agent of responsible for the fruitive success of industrious people. So, by this, you can understand. Now Lord Indra is going to send rains if they don't offer fire sacrifice. That's what fear Nanda Maharaj has in his mind. So here Krishna is asking, what is the purpose of doing? So everything what we do and why we do, we need to ask. It is a simple thing. If you don't ask what we do, why we do, then our goal will be missed and we don't have really interest on what we are doing. It is just like just doing for the sake of doing. If you do that, after some time or some many years, you stop that activity because you don't know the purpose. And Krishna is asking, why we have to offer this? Then Nanda Maharaj is giving answer. We should do these duties of sacrifice for the sake of Indra. Because if you do that, then he is going to send us ample of rains. That's a purpose. So, Nanda Maharaj is giving the answer that if Indra sends the rains, then our three means dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These three things will be fulfilled. What is our dharma? To do sacrifice. Then artha, then money will come in the form of rains. So when rain comes, then grain comes. When there is no rain, there is no grain. And we sing, I remember in kindergarten school, rain, rain, go away. But we sing in opposite direction. Rain, rain, go away, come another day. So, but rains are most important in a part of life. So when rain comes, then automatically the agriculture and the trees, plants, everything will be nourished. What is the purpose of rain? You know, to sustain our life. Without rain, it is very difficult to get our food. So Nanda Maharaj has got this in his mind, so that's why he is doing performance. So Nanda Maharaj is organizing this festival from many, many years. It's not that he just came to know that if you do sacrifice, somebody told him. No, it has been continuously doing for many, many years. This sacrifice, the word sacrifice, it's not for only particular time, place, circumstances. It is applicable for all generations, all time, all place, all circumstances. For example, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, the Upper Yuga, everybody used to do sacrifice in one way or the other. They used to sacrifice their lives, performing tapas, performing austerity, and they used to sacrifice the fire sacrifice, and they used to do deity worship sacrifice, you know, offering great amount of gold in Dwapara Yuga. And what is this yuga sacrifice? Is Harinam Sankirtan. So that is wonderful. So when you do Harinam Sankirtan, everything comes. People might ask, oh, if you read this book, Bhagavad Gita, is it food going to come? But no. Who is going to provide my food if you read Bhagavad Gita? Then Bhagavad Gita tells us how food is going to come if you read Bhagavad Gita. So in the Bhagavad Gita, oh, we got here, 3.14, it is explained. I'll just read the sloka and translation. Chapter 3. I'm sure that everybody knows this sloka. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyo anna sambhava. Yeah. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyo anna sambhava. So the translation of this verse is, so all living bodies sustained on food grains, which are produced from the rains. Rains are produced by the performance of sacrifice. And Yajna is born of prescribed duties. So Lord Krishna, he comes on this planet to teach us dharma. What is the dharma we should do so that we can live happily in this world? If you don't perform your dharma, you will be not happy. Just like that. See, whenever a person wants to live, on what basis he lives? Just, he cannot live by air, breathing air. He just wants food. That's a basic necessity. One time, Srila Prabhupada was asked by one interview, Srila Prabhupada, your disciples have seen that there are nobody studying the Shastras. There are nobody studying the Upanishad. And you claim to be called as Sanatana Dharma followers. And Srila Prabhupada told this verse, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanyu Yajna Sambhava. Then again, that interview asked, Srila Prabhupada, my question you didn't ask. Answer. Then again Prabhupada gave the same quotation. Then Prabhupada finally told that, first of all, to live on this planet we need rains. For the rains to come, we should perform sacrifice. So for performing sacrifice, we should do, you know, this Sankirtana Yajna. Then only rain comes. Then only grain comes. Then only you will eat. Then only you perform some sacrifice. Then only again rain comes. So, if there is no food, how can you read any Vedas? It is simple. It's a simple cycle. If you start giving up your duties, dharma, performing sacrifice, then there is no rain. And then there is no rain, you don't have anything to eat. Then how can you read shastras, anything? Forget about shastra, you will die. So, the main important thing is the rains. So, here Nanda Maharaj is thinking about the economic development, sense gratification, and religiosity. These three things will come when you do perform sacrifice. That's why Krishna again and again and again is repeating the same point. He is saying that we should perform our dharma. When you perform our dharma, then you will be happy, or peace at least, or at least satisfaction. If you don't perform your dharma, then there is no question of peace. But here, we can see that Krishna is bringing up the point for whom you should perform sacrifice. It's not for Indra, it's for you should perform for the sacrifice for the Supreme Lord. That's why he's asking these different questions. So, when you perform as particular demigod, he will be pleased and he will be giving you whatever your needs are. And there are how many demigods? 300 million, so 300 many. So how we can do each one has got different flavors, different taste. You cannot go and perform different things because it takes lots of time, lots of energy, lots of money. But if you pour the water to the root of the tree, the whole tree will get nourished. So simply by performing Sankirtana sacrifice, you know, by chanting prescribed number of rounds and by doing, you know, Harinam Sankirtan, by doing books distribution. This Sankirtan has got broad meaning. As yesterday Balaram Prabhu was explaining, everybody cannot, you know, perform their dharma because they have something in their mind which is going on, like, how can I do sense gratification? How can I do this thing? How can I do this? Because they forgot their dharma. If you forgot your dharma, then you will not get economic development, you will not get sense gratification, you will not get religiosity. Forget about religiosity, forget about sense gratification. But your minimum basic necessity is economic development. We need sustain what basis. But nowadays we see people, they forget to perform their dharma, and instead of they doing their dharma, and they are doing many other things. Many people think that, okay, if you read Bhagavad Gita, you will renounce your life and come and join the temple. No. Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to perform our dharma. That's what Krishna is teaching to Arjuna. If you are giving up your fighting and going into the forest and doing meditation, then that is not your dharma, that is not your nature. Then you are, sooner or later you are going to lose everything. So many people, we don't understand our dharma and we are performing some other thing. We think that, oh, this is my dharma, this is my dharma, this is my dharma. Because lots of confusions are there. What is actually dharma? Save pumsa paro dharma yato bhakti yato kache ahe dukhiya pratiyata ye atma suprasidati. So what is our real dharma? To please the Supreme Lord. That's what Krishna is teaching in the coming verses. So when you perform your dharma, that's why Krishna keep coming, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya tusvitam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he comes in every millennium after millennium. Because one may ask, why we are so confused about our dharma? Because one thing is, in this age of Kali, we are lazy. We don't want to, you know, do our activities. Prayan alpa isha kalo asmin yuga ijana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadishta. These are the qualifications we have. So when you don't perform, when you don't like to perform your dharma, as in the next, it is mentioned that if you give up your dharma just because of your lust, envy or fear of greed, then his life will never be brilliant or perfect. So one may perform his dharma, but what dharma he has to do, that is most important. Sometimes we get to ask these questions, like a thief comes, I'm performing my dharma, stealing the other's pocket. That is my dharma. So you want me to continue? No. What do you think? If he's saying that my dharma is to, you know, steal others' pocket and beat somebody else and take the money, that is my dharma. No, that is not your dharma. Because everybody is not born out of, you know, thief and everything. Because due to the association, they became a thief. Due to the sangat, the association, whom do you associate? You became a thief. And if cheater comes, to cheat people, that is my dharma. No, that is not your dharma. So, what is dharma? It is explained in the scriptures. On what basis you should live? And what is your nature? If you forget your nature, and if you do somebody else's dharma, then you will be also not peaceful. So how do you know your dharma? Yes. That is part of Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, chanting of Hare Krishna. When you cleanse your cheta, consciousness, you will get attracted to some particular activity. Then if you get to particular activity, you are getting attracted. Then slowly, gradually, spiritual master tells that, okay, if you do this activity, you will be going to be happy. Then spiritual master knows that activity. Spiritual master sees the disciple, this disciple is good in this activity. Like, spiritual master, he will not tell, okay, this is your activity you should do. And spiritual master gives different tasks. So out of 10 tasks, he will perform one task, you know, very enthusiastic and very perfectly. He'll perform that activity. Then spiritual master keeps engaging the same activity. But sometimes what happens, due to the modes, we will be not sustained on that platform. We will be falling down again. Then sometimes we do that activity the best, you know, with this great joy. If you give that same activity next day, we cannot perform that same activity because modes are covering. To uncover the modes, that's why chanting Hare Krishna, doing service and reading the scriptures, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that is required. Because if spiritual master told that this is your dharma, then also you cannot sustain. Because he might know that if you do only this activity, that particular activity keeps you on the platform of goodness. But again, you know, due to modes, it will fall down. You know, sometimes we do that activity, we get a pleasure doing that activity, but sometimes we not. But every day cleansing of our cheta, chitta, means consciousness, that is most important for our culture, what we are living, where we are living, our culture. And our acharya has given us that every day perform these activities, chanting, hearing, reading. If you do these activities, you will be sustained on that dharma. You will perform of dharma. Then if you perform your dharma, then you will get happiness. Sometimes we see, nowadays, people are doing extra endeavor to be happy. We see that, you know, happiness and distress, it's not in our hand. In the previous ages, they used to do their duty, perform their duties. We see, if happiness comes, well, we can, you know, nourish, or we can keep joy. If happiness doesn't come, okay, we'll do our duty. The farmer, like Vaishya, he is to do his duty. And Kshatriya, he is to do his duty. Brahmana, he is to do his duty. Shudra, he is to do his duty. But he is not expecting something out of that. If you're expecting something out of your dharma, then you will be disappointed. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. Just chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, sometimes we feel blissful happiness, right? And sometimes we don't. It's like a matter of doing duty, we'll do. And sometimes we do our activity, what we are asked to do, we will do that activity. Sometimes we get and sometimes we don't get. If you go extra endeavor, do extra endeavor for your happiness, then that will bound you to karma. So today I am not happy, so what activity I should do to be happy? That means you are in something which is lacking in your devotional service. If you want to be just chant Hare Krishna and be happy, you know, be happy has long purport. Be happy is different. You will be happy is different. Be happy means be satisfied after chanting. You will be happy, that is not guaranteed. You will be the same person, you will be the same senses, but the chanting will cleanse its part. But how you are doing chanting and what kind of moodset you are doing chanting, that is important. Like, for example, this verse, Sarva dharman parityatya mamekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami vasacha. So that is our dharma, sarva dharman parityatya. So while chanting, our minds are to fully surrender to the holy name? No. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. Sometimes it goes right, sometimes it goes left. Then where is the Saradharma Parityatya? So that is, we are lacking. And how to overcome that? Keep doing with enthusiastically. Utsaha, Nichya, Dairya. Then you will be performing Dharma. Then that Dharma will give you this mainly economic development and religiosity, sense gratification. and you will be peace and happy. So it, if you don't do your dharma, then it is very, 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 very difficult to exist in this world. Just look outside in the material world, people, how much they are struggling to be happy. You know, they are working all day and night for sense gratification. And if they are ready to do sense gratification, suddenly something comes out. Suddenly, you know, they get the call, they're saying that, okay, somebody passed away. Oh. Or your market is collapsed, your Sensex market is collapsed, or, you know, your house got fire. Some or the other, they hear the news and all the effort they are doing, that is gone. Now you work from Monday to Saturday, till you want to enjoy Saturday, and you will go some other place, you know, to have a recreation. Suddenly something comes up, you know, everything is gone. That means you are not doing performing activity, or is it activities that you are doing wrong, or your expectation that you are doing wrong? Which one is correct? The activity you are doing, and the expectation which you are doing, you were expecting that you will be happy. We don't know what's wrong with that. That's why prakriti kriyamanani gunani karmani sarvasa ahankara vimulatmam kartaham iti manyate. So nature is a controller of everything. When you understand this nature, how it is works, that's why we should read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Then when we can at least be, we understood that, okay, this distress I'm getting, you know, due to my past life or somebody I have done wrong with them, that's why I'm getting this distress. At least you will be peace. If somebody is most distressed, why I'm not be happy, why I'm getting all the time miseries, then it will be very, very difficult. I'll stop this with a narration of simple story. One time, there was a king. He is distributing apples to everyone. Apples to the people of city. And he called everyone and he's giving apples. And if so many people are in the queue, to take an apple, it will take 2 hours. So everybody getting apple, everybody eating happily and going and enjoying. Okay, I'm getting apple, okay. Then one boy, by the time of getting the apple, he just, you know, dropped his apple and it went into the sewer and it went everything. And he tried to catch that apple, he didn't miss that, and he got. Then he went to ask again, king, oh king, I lost my apple, please give me one more. Then king told her, no, we will not give you. Everybody gets only one apple. No, he's very begging, please, I need, you know, everybody is getting, my stomach is pain, you know, hungry, and my legs are paining, I'm standing from 2 hours in the morning, please give me. Then king told that, okay, go and stand in the line again. Then he stood up again in the line, and many people are getting, because he saw that in front of him there were many people behind him, they were getting, and now they are in front, they are also getting, but he's not getting. He's asked to stand for 2 hours. You know, he stood, and again at the time he was getting the apple next to the person, and he thought in his mind that I should hold this apple very, you know, tightly, and I should be, you know, very conscious about what I'm getting, and I should be very serious. This time I will make it. Then the king about to give the apple, then that boy asked question, why me? Why me? I was so distressed. Why me? I was so, you know, punished. Why me? Everybody before me, they came, they took apple, and before, and they got nourished, and they got very happily. Why only me are suffering? Then king stopped that giving apple. He told that, see, what to do? I want to give you the best apple. If I told you to stay for 2 hours, you will not stay. You will go to home. That's why I ask you to stand in the line. If you stand in the line, you will spend 2 hours more. So, and another reason is to grow this best apple. It is not ready for you. It is in the garden still growing. And if I lose that, what I first time when you, I made the drop apple down, not you. Because I wantedly, I put apple in the wrong direction so that it fall into the sewer. If you get that apple is not good for you. So that apple went away. So I went, you know, I saw that you are so hungry and, you know, your legs are paining, stomach is paining. Then I want you to wait because I want you to give the best thing. This is not story of that boy and the king. This is a story of everyone. You know, we think that this is the best. We think that why I'm getting all the time punishment, why I'm getting all the time distress, why I'm getting all the time miseries. Because Lord has something different for you. If Lord say, if the king says that, okay, you will get different apple, means he will get some other apple, he will eat and go. But the king wants to give him a best apple. So Lord wants to give us the best thing. That's why he's sending us miseries, distress. If the king said, okay, I will give another apple, whatever is rotten, I don't bother, you know, take another apple, go away. Then he will be gone. But king likes that boy. So that's why, similarly, Lord likes us. That's why He's sending all kind of miseries, so that you will be turned into gold. You know, as soon as when you go into gold mine, if you take something rock, it will not turn into a ring. To turn into a ring, gold mine, it will take lots of effort, lots of heat, lots of water, everything, lots of energy. So while doing our dharma, while chanting or while, you know, doing our prescribed duties, we may come across many, 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 many things that we don't expect to come across. We think that, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna from many years, why I'm getting miseries? Why I'm getting just chanting Hare Krishna and be happy? But Lord is molding us. We don't know that part. Lord personally interfere our lives, intervenes our lives and do the operations. Whereas in the material world, Maya personally intervenes, you know, personally gives, sends the miseries. When you observe in your life, before coming to Krishna consciousness, after coming to Krishna consciousness, how you were there. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, when miseries comes, whom do you take the shelter? Think about that. You know, we will be taking shelter of some alcohol, some movie, or some blah 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 things. And after coming to Krishna consciousness, we will be taking shelter of, you know, hearing or chanting or some class, some katha or some kirtan. We will take shelter. So when you take shelter, when your miseries comes, then Lord really understood. Okay, as that boy went against on the line, so we will be again in our line of devotional service. If that boy said that, oh king, you are so bad, you are asking me to stand again in the line, so I will go to home, then he will miss that best apple. So similarly, when miseries comes, when you go away from the devotional service, oh this, before I was not chanting Hare Krishna, still problems were there. After coming to Krishna consciousness, still problems were there. I will leave this moment, go Hare Krishna, bye bye. Then you will miss the best apple. So the main point is that one should not give up our dharma. Many, even though we will get many miseries, but one should focus on our dharma. When you focus on our dharma, economic development, religiosity will be there. To establish dharma, Krishna is keep coming in this material world. And this material world, it's not like something which is favorable to everyone. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says that this material world is not for the gentlemen, right? This material world for the people who want to be there, who want to be enjoy, who want to be, you know, suffer again and again. That's why Krishna is as a father, is so kind that he comes again and again. It's not that Krishna is getting bored in this abode and is coming to have some, you know, recreation. No. Krishna is coming and again, this flinty material world to claim his sons back. You know, if you are asked to go some filthy place, dirty place, and do some devotional service, means we will not do. We will first, oh Prabhu, where is that place again? Why we should go to again? You know, we can go some other place. Srila Prabhupada was asked one devotee, Prabhupada, I want to preach, you know, very vigorously in the this country. Then Prabhupada said, why? And because I like that place. If you like that place, if you go and preach, what is there? If you go to some other place where you don't like it, then Prabhupada, no, that is not comfortable for me. So where it is not comfortable for you, that means you are not going. But Lord is not comfortable here, but still Lord is coming and giving us preaching and giving us all the pastime scriptures and everything. So imagine that you have everything at your home, you know, you don't like to go out and do something, you know, everything comes at your doorstep, food, everything is comes, and you don't feel bored, and everything, all the arrangements you have. Will you like to come out and do something? No, because I'm getting everything. Friends are coming to my home, food is coming to my home, what are the entertainment want, it's getting to my home, and everything is there. Why will I go out and do something? That's similarly. So, again, the Lord is coming to teach us Dharma. So here Krishna is teaching what is real Dharma to Nanda Maharaj, and whom we should act, whom we should offer sacrifice, and who is a worthy person, and who is a real person that we should do sacrifice. That is, we will see through next classes in the coming Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments.
Hare Krishna. Nice class. I really appreciated this story that you told, actually. In the beginning, I was having a little trouble putting it together, but then when you came out with the end of it, it really clicked, and I really like this. It brings together such a nice point as a reflection that it's so important to understand that the adversities we go through, especially as devotees, because for people who aren't devotees, it is more of an impersonal system. It's just karma. The king is just giving an apple. But for the devotee, for that boy that the king really likes, he's got his eye out for him, and he's thinking, I want to give you the best apple. And so he puts the devotee through some adversity in order to give him that thing that he wants to give. I really appreciate this. It's been something, the realization of this has been very powerful for me in my life, to the small degree that I've realized it, and I think it's important for all devotees to know. So thank you for sharing that. It was very, very nice.
Thank you so much for a nice point. Reduce the volume.
My voice hasn't come out yet.
Hello. All right, cool. Thank you. Thank you for your class. I concur with Ujjwala point. And you had a lot of wonderful points, but the point that I'll share with others, maybe you could expand on, is that you were mentioning prescribed duties. This, just like when, how do we get our food? We perform prescribed duties, yagya, rain comes, etc. At the same time, which you already answered my question. You mentioned that when we're performing our Dharma, we shouldn't inspect anything. So we see that, you know, it doesn't matter how much you cultivate your land, perform your prescribed duties. And that doesn't mean you'll get rain. And so we see in the material world, obstacle in devotee relationships is that we see that if somebody cultivates their land a lot, that doesn't necessarily mean they'll receive rain. And just because somebody's cultivated their land a little, that doesn't mean somebody won't receive rain. And so we see that as far as prescribed duties are concerned, we hear that there's Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudras. Now, Brahmanas means the head of society. And one obstacle we see, I'll mention in this past time, we see that when we're attached to our so-called prescribed duty, just like Indra, he was attached to being the king, the head of society, Brahmana. And he was thinking, you know, if I perform my prescribed duties, people should take my advice. I'm the head of society. But you listen to a seven-year-old boy more than me? This is ridiculous. So we see that actually we have no control over who takes our advice or who takes someone else's advice. That's why there's a nice verse in the Bible. It says, for the foolishness, this is 1 Corinthians, I believe. Anyone can look it up. But it says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish people of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak people of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly and the despised just so no one may boast before him. Gita Dita Chani Napi Bhati Babena Chetasa Veda Sasha Padanani Tenatitani Savasha. This point is mentioned in the pastime of the illiterate Brahmana. Lord Chaitanya says, yes, you've cultivated your knowledge a little, but you're in authority. Why? Because you tried your best. Anyone who tries to be the best, we see the Lord will humble them. So my question is what are some steps we could take to give up? Just like that verse says, I'm not a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Shudra, Grihasa. I'm only Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa, whatever. I'm the servant of the service. So what are some steps we could take to identify more as a servant and not with our prescribed duties? Because the tendency is that when we identify with our prescribed duties, we think I'm entitled to a particular amount of honor and respect, and others aren't because they're not doing the same prescribed duty as me. So maybe you could share that. And we see that this will cause a lot of disheartening and a lot of friction between relationships. So anyways, maybe you could smash.
So I'll give a short answer. The thing is that association is important. If you associate with the people who are attracted to the title, you will get the same thing. If you're associated with the, like, you're thinking really, I'm Dasa and Dasa and Dasa, then you will get that particular mood. Developing a mood is important. The title is just you are serving. It's just like we see this Indra is a title. It's not his name. So that somebody knows what is his real name of that post Indra. No, just it's like a president, huh? Yeah, different names. King, Indra means like just like a president. It's not president, it's a post, and Trump is a name, person. Just like that. Indra is a post, somebody's occupied that post. So, it's like if you are attracted to the only post or a title, sooner or later you'll get loose. If you're just attracted to your service, you'll not get loose. Just like, I can give an example. Imagine there are only two or three chairs in this room. There's no bench at all, there's no table at all. If you sit on the chair, if some senior devotee comes, you have to get up and give him seat. If you sit on the floor, nobody asks you to get up. You are sitting on the position. That means this is a servant position. This is like a chair, it's like a title. Sooner or later somebody may take your title. And sooner or later you may lose. You know, your age is gone now, your age is like above 60, you get to retire. The government office says, you know, you are 60 plus, 70 plus, you are retired. So they will pull your chair. That if you sit on the floor, nobody, hey, Prabhu, senior devotee, I came, get up. Nobody will say, they will bless, okay, remain humble. Right? Okay.
Hare Krishna. I'm just commenting, that's exactly the same thing that Jesus said in the Bible, which you just said, your answer, I appreciate it. He basically says, if you sit in a high seat, then people will ask you to move. But if you're sitting in a low position, you know, who will ask you to move? So Jesus says a verse. He says, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So there's only one way to go up if you sit in the servant position up. There's only one way to go down if you want to take the most prestigious seat. There's only one way to go down. So it's better to, you know, take the humble position so you won't be asked to remove. So anyways, thank you. So anyway,
whatever you do, that you should do it in the service attitude. Recently, I was hearing Srila Rampa Swami Maharaj giving Brihad Bhagavatamritam story. I mean, I was recently hearing, but in this story it was very nicely mentioned. There was a king, Shivaji, Chhatrapati Shivaji. So one time he went on his terrace and he's looking in his like city, and he saw that one particular person, like, he's begging alms from the home to home. He carefully observed that, who is that? And he saw that he's a guru, his spiritual master. Then Shivaji king thought that, oh, my spiritual master is begging alms and I'm the king, then what is this? Then he wrote something on the letter and gave it to his minister. The minister went and gave it to him. Then in that letter he saw that spiritual master, I am your disciple. It is very ugly that you are begging alms. Whatever is mine is yours. Then the spiritual master came to the king's place and he told that, so according to your letter, whatever you are is mine. Then I am begging alms, so you should also come to me. Come along with me and beg alms with me. Then king really came, and citizens of the cities, they were stunned. They saw that, okay, king is coming and he's assisting this poor sannyasi. Then at the end of the day, his spiritual master, he told him that, I'm very pleased by your activity, by your behavior. Now take back your kingdom and rule it in such a way that this kingdom belongs to the Lord. So whatever yours belongs to me, that I think that this belongs to the Lord, then in the same mode you should rule this kingdom. So whatever we are getting, positions or title, that we should think that this is the mercy of the Lord and he is actually owner. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Thai Gaur Premanand.